Krkovich gets it into the free throw line, dishes it down low to Mazur. Mazur gets undercutted there, going up off the glass. He's going to go to the line. So young, well, I shouldn't say young. Senior Dustin Mazur goes to the line there after he had a nice shot. First one, can't get it to fall. Rattles partway down and comes right back out there, huh, Eric?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good work from the senior.
Just bad luck on his part. He's got the nice shooter's touch, but he just can't get it to roll all the way down. That time he gets nothing but net. 83-50 for the Harbor Beach Pirates as they trail Buena Vista here with 2:50 to go in the quarter and the season. At the top is Jalen Mills, the 5'10", 230-pound senior for Buena Vista. He's covered there tightly now by Missouri. He manages to go in for the layup, but he can't get it. And the rebound's pulled down there by Kyle Booms. He's going to go coast to coast. He lets the defender go up in the air, but he can't get the bunny. And the rebound's tracked down by Mills, and Mills tries to bring it up the court. And he's fouled from behind by Doug Booms. Booms managed to track down the... ...230-pound Jalen Mills. And he does, but he's going to get the foul there. Going to the line for 1-1 as both teams are in the single bonus. His shot's no good. Rebound controlled there by Harbor Beach. Picked up by Dustin Mazur. Mazur gives it to Krkovich. Krkovich takes it to the right side. He pulls it up across the timeline now. They're trying to trap him. He throws it down in the corner for wide open. Doug Booms. Booms. His three is no good. Rebound's controlled there by Jalene Hogan. Hogan pushes it up the court. They get it up to Ferris. Ferris pulls up for a long three, and he nails it. We saw him make a threes in the first half.
He's got to have at least 9 points just in threes right there.
86-50. Krkovich tries to take it in. He goes for the runner-up over top. No good. Rebound controlled by Hogan. Hogan gets it out. They push it up the court to Ferris. Ferris throws up another three. He was going for the alley-oop and dunking. It was too short for Hogan. He wanted the freshman to lay it up there. He gave him the alley-oop, and he just didn't take it. It was too short.
Yeah, he was really looking for that one.
And the rebound there was controlled by the Pirates, and up the court with it came Booms, and Booms' shot was short. It's going to go off Buena Vista, and it's going to remain, it's going to be Pirates ball underneath. Krkovich looks to get it in. He finds nobody. Now he hands it off right underneath the basket to Dustin Mazur. Mazur was trapped, and he did the smart thing. He just threw it up, and he got Buena Vista to reach in from trying to do a reverse layup under the basket through the foul. We got a full house on hand here now. Everybody's in here waiting for this next matchup, I'm sure, to see Saginaw Nouvelle play New Haven. And it's packed in here now. It was a pretty good crowd for the first game, but it's definitely packed in here now for the second game.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you got to just give out a shout out to Harbor Beach's fans. They're always faithful, no matter how far they have to go.
You know, and I want to congratulate the rest of them. We almost saw the follow-up dunk shot right there that you've been waiting for all night, Eric, by Hooks, but he couldn't get it to fall. Krkovich gets the ball and pushes it up the court. But Mazur pushes it up the court. He can't get it. Now Ferris gets it for Buena Vista for the long three, and he nails another three from outside, pushing the lead to 89-51 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. And I wanted to finish that statement there. Not only the Harbor Beach fans, but all the other fans from the Thumb area. There's quite a few coaches here and some players. You know, you got to give credit to them to support the other area teams as they try to make a run. Krkovich tries to go for the shot up underneath out of the paint. He has it stolen away by McKinney. McKinney pushes up the court, and the big guy goes in, Mills, and he can't get it to fall, but it's cleaned up there by Hogan to put it back in, making it 91-51. And we got 48 seconds to go, and we're going to have a timeout from Harbor Beach. And we're going to stay right here. I just want to give a little kudos out, Eric, to Scott Krkovich, Don Sorensen, of course, Ryan Mazur, Dustin Mazur, Doug Booms, Ryan Arntz, we haven't seen yet tonight, and Kevin Kraft, along with Kyle Booms. These seniors are finishing up here tonight, and you got to give them credit. They're holding their head up high with a 91-51 game, and they did a good job. They've had a nice run. They had a run last year. They had a run this year, but at least they got a lot to say. They had back-to-back district championships, Eric.
Well, absolutely. As seniors, you've got to go with your head held high. I mean, they've got two district finals. They really had a good career.
You know, to go out with a league title last year and a district title and to make it into the championship game of the regionals last year, come back this year and get the title when nobody thought they would. They did good. They had a great season. They were in it for the Greater Thumb East, and, of course, they didn't get that. So congratulations to them. Their JV finished up, I believe, at 18-1. So they're going to rebuild, and Ron Rube will be back with a really good team. They inbounds the ball, but they throw it right into Goodman's hand. Goodman's come all the way up, and he goes for the layup, but he gets tracked down from behind by Doug Booms. 26 seconds to go here in the ballgame, 91-51. Univista's going to move on to play Thursday night against either Saginaw or Newsell, who they defeated twice, the last time only by 1 point, or they could be playing New Haven, who defeated Vassar down in the other district in our area. And Goodman, Mr. Reliable, lays it in, makes the lead 92-51. Again, I want to give kudos to Harbor Beach and their staff. They did a good job. They started out in the first half and hung with them, but about midway of the second quarter, Buena Vista put the pedal to the metal, and Harbor Beach from then on was trailing, couldn't recover. Now they get the ball down in the corner to Ryan Arndt. Arndt gets it back up to the top for this pickoff. Now he gets it back. Ryan Arndt tracks it down. He goes hard against Ferris. Ferris can't get the ball. The foul up, done there by McKinney, and he couldn't get it to fall. The big guy Mills gets it. He fights for it, throws it up. It doesn't go in. Another Buena Vista player goes up, and that's going to be Hogan throws it up, and he can't. Buena Vista has five guys underneath. Five of them touched it, and they couldn't get it to fall.
I mean, sometimes that's just what happens. You can throw it at the board as many times as you want, but it just won't go in.
And everybody by us down there was jumping. And, of course, the people that are in for Harbor Beach, I mean, they're working their butt off trying to get that rebound, but they're outsized by a good 4 or 5 inches.
At least.
So at the line is going to be Hogan, the freshman. He nails his first one. 3.8 seconds to go here in the game and Harbor Beach career. The Pirates had a nice trip, made another nice run. I look for them to be back right here in this same spot next year. They've got some talent coming back. They're going to be led by Kraft, and they got Seaman coming back. They got Ginsler coming back. They got Hansen coming back. And the long shot from half court by Booms is short, and that's going to be the ball game, the final 94-51, and that ends the season for the Harbor Beach Pirates. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our final set in our wrap-up, and we'll be back right after this break.
You know, trust, integrity, and personal service still matter to a lot of people. Those values are alive and well in Farm Bureau Insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach and Ubley. Casey provides the Harbor Beach and Ubley areas with some of the finest insurance service you'll find anywhere. Life, home, auto, farm, business, retirement, and more. You need just one good insurance professional in your life. Make it Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance. Call Casey Yan today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Abilene at 658-8538. Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Abilene. I would like to apply for the position as your trusted advisor, whether it's helping you choose a deductible for your home or car or managing your financial investments. Please call me at 479-3288 or 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, the Casey Yan Agency, making your future more predictable.
Smart motorists know that when you cut through all the smoke and mirrors, a manufacturer's rebates and other incentives are the same for all its authorized dealers. But all dealers are not the same. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring reopened a closed dealership in 2007. They created 18 jobs and they worked to bring customers back to Sebring. They worked on customer service and customer satisfaction. Things like 25% sales increases showed they were doing things right. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi, which is great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
The world in the palm of your hands. Thumb Cellular is proud to announce the arrival of the LG Axis smartphone powered by Android. The LG Axis has it all, featuring a QWERTY keyboard, an HTML browser with 3G speed, an MP3 player, access to the Android marketplace for a huge selection of the latest apps. The LG Axis smartphone is Wi-Fi capable and features a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash. And right now you can get the LG Axis smartphone at Thumb Cellular for only $59. That's right, $59. Browse the web, load up with the coolest apps, listen to your favorite songs, and get the information you need when you need it with the LG Axis smartphone available at any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for just $59 now through March 30.